This is Haunted America Radio with your host, Al Shepard Sr. and Al Shepard Jr. on 1370 AM WBTN. To discuss tonight's topics, please give us a call at 802-442-1010. That's 802-442-1010. And now, Haunted America Radio with Al and Al.
And good evening, everyone, to this week's edition of Haunted America Radio. We're getting a little bit of a late start here. Had a rain delay on the Red Sox. So
they deserve to get wet.
So we'll make up for it here. We have our special guest on the phone, Laura Lee. Are you with me, Laura?
I'm with you, Alan.
Okay, great. Sorry about the delay there, but couldn't do much about it. Anyways, Laura Lee is a medium, and I've been on your website and checked out your biography, and there really isn't one. So why don't you... There's not much under biography. All it says is you have shared the stage with, and that's it.
Really?
Wait a minute. I do see something here now that says read more.
Yeah, there is more. Because I'm like, really? Because I realize I know I have a lot more
that must,
on there.
Yeah, that must be for people that can actually read.
Well, you know how many times I've been on this site and I never noticed that until just now?
Yeah, you know, I don't feel my site's easily navigatable, if that's a word.
Well, it's, you know, being a web designer, what is there would not be what I would put there for an opening paragraph. Let's put it that way.
Okay. Thanks for the suggestion,
though,
and I appreciate that.
Oh, you'll learn that we're liable
to say
anything here.
You should put the Hooks on Phonics 800 number up there.
Yeah. Yeah, we're continuously proving that any two monkeys can run a radio show. So okay, born in the small Midwest town of Normal, Illinois. Well, isn't that weird?
Yeah, that's why it's there.
That's the real name of the town?
Yeah.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, that's where I was born.
That's cool.
I think that happened on purpose. It's like one of those cosmic jokes.
That could be. You know, everything happens for a reason.
Right, I'm big on that.
Okay, now it says here that you had your first encounter with an angel at the age of 3.
Right.
So how did that come about? Is this kind of like what the medium thing we saw on TV there? Just all of a sudden as a kid, poof, you just, you know, I see dead people?
Yeah, it's kind of like that. Would frequently, and you know, I teach a lot of this stuff, so most commonly the experiences happen in the evening hours when we're resting because we're more open, but kids are wide open, so regardless of where the kid is, the kid's going to have that experience. But it was late at night, and I was in my bed, and I saw my room just light up, and it woke me up because it was so light, and I realized then at that moment it was an angel that was standing over me, you know. So our family was going through a transition at that time, a major transition. So I think it came to me because at the time it really kind of scared me. I was kind of frightened by a lot of my visitations at that age. Some kids are really open to it and some are adverse to it. My daughter right now is adverse to it. She's about 4, and she's constantly under the covers, just like I was.
Wow.
So it's just too overwhelming because it's too much coming at you. But the angel definitely came to me. I felt a sense of peace while in the presence of that angel. But as soon as it left, your mind's trying to wrap around what you witnessed, you know?
Now, was there anything going on in your life at that point?
Well, I was so young, you know, and like I said, our family was going through a transition. There was some moving and stuff. My parents are... together, and they're married and everything, but they were going through a rough time, you know, at that time, financially and some stuff. We were relocating, but, you know, and so from that point on is my earliest recollection of having visitations by spirits.
Yeah, I was just wondering, you know, the first thing that pops in my head is, why you? you know.
Good question, I know. But I continue to have those experiences, and I would say about the age of 19, I was a freshman in college. I had another major, not that I didn't have them up until that point, but I had a problem with eating disorder that was so bad it could have taken my life and almost did. I had heart failure at one point, and I had another visitation, and that angel told me at that time it was a very pivotal moment in my life where I could have crossed over. And I think from my understanding from working with spirits now that we have exit points in our life. We can choose to cross over when we're ready, and there's more than one. And at that time, that was an exit for me if I chose it. And they told me if I remained, I would that I'm supposed to follow through with this mission. And the mission was to, you know, to share what they had to share, you know, with others, you know, in the physical world. At that time, I didn't know that meant, quote, medium. You know, I wasn't, you know, jumping up and down as a kid going, I want to grow up to be a medium. I want to be a psychic, you know. Didn't even cross my mind what that meant. But I accepted, and I was in communications in college, and ironically, and I was already making contact for friends and family. You know, I was just having fun with it. It was just like a hobby type thing.
Something you do around the coffee table
after
a couple drinks or something?
Yeah, just so you want to see what I can do.
Wow.
And I didn't think of it as a profession because I went into communications for corporations. And stuff, so publicity, advertising, that kind of stuff. So, and then eventually my soul just was like, it's got to do it, you know, regardless what anybody thinks, I got to do this.
So two questions come to my mind. So one, the old saying, you're not going to go until it's your time.
Yeah.
Well, basically you have multiple times then.
I understand you can have up to three moments.
Okay.
Three different moments. I think I've already passed two of those.
So you're good for a while then.
But anyway, so, you know, yeah. And so, you know, you have a choice at that moment to stay and make life changes. So you'll make radical life changes. I made radical life changes at that moment. I mean, and I really, at that moment in time, recognized heaven exists right here, right in front of our eyes. But when there's a lot of, and I hope you don't mind me saying this, shit hits the fan, it doesn't really look like there's much of a heaven here on earth, but it really is. And we have such a veil over our eyes, and it's hard to see it when there's so much chaos going on and there's so much hard times for so many.
Now, another thing I always ask most psychics is now, being in the corporate world, how did your abilities help you there?
Actually, it woke me up to it even greater because the campaigns I would do for the corporations, and I, you know, you're kind of a team for a corporation, you know. I don't know if you can see my bio there, but I worked for, like, Disney and Walmart. I worked for some pretty big dudes. And I got to a point where I was creating a campaign with a group of creatives on my team, and we tapped in. We would always use techniques like tapping into, you know, meditation and tapping into a higher calling to bring forth the information, because you had to bring up the ideas so quick and rapidly and jump on them, and we'd make millions for these companies, you know, doing stuff like that. And one time I did a campaign that, and I'm not going to name any names, but I did a campaign and it had to involve a major soft drink distributor that was tied with Walmart. And that soft drink company, the campaign that came out, said a lot of things that was disclosed behind doors, but nobody was privy to that information in my department. So when we brought it out and we had all these details in it, and it was because we had gone down into this meditation state, and I showed everybody how to do this, how to connect with spirit to bring the information through. I actually applied it in the physical world with my constituents. So anyway, we brought it forth, and the company wanted to sue us for the information we revealed because it was between executives and a non-disclosure. This information wasn't supposed to be brought out. And so when we got wrapped up in the lawsuit, my CEO at the time came down, and he's like, Laura, how did you get this information? I said, I downloaded it. And at the time, the internet was just starting, you know, the internet stuff was real big. And he thought I meant online. And then I realized at that time that my gift was being used not in a good way. Mm-hmm. That it needed to be used and applied, because I started, you know, connecting to my spirit at that time, my guidance, and said, why did you give me that information if it was going to cause so much pain? And it was because you are given any answer. All your answers lie right within. And if you need an answer to something, it's going to come to you. And it depends on how you apply it. And I was applying it for corporate greed.
You just got to figure out what questions you want to ask, right, and what ones not to.
Right. Hmm. And I realized then, I knew that that was a pivotal point, too, that I had strengthened my ability enough to know that I could do this in a bigger calling to help people.
You know, I kind of hate to hear that, because I was just thinking, man, I got this country show that really needs promoting.
I can lead you to some people. My manager in Chicago has a marketing firm. He's great.
Oh, I just, you know, I've sat there and I've thought about, you know, like every business should have some type of psychic or medium on staff, you know?
Well, it's funny you say that. I'm actually retained by a couple business people. Wow. Funny is they send me a list of people. I have one client, again, I won't say names, but he'll pay me retainer to identify who's worthy of business relationships and who's not, and he'll just give me the names.
That's
and
cool.
He's got three medium / psychics on his payroll.
Wow.
So you better all jive with what you say, or somebody's going to go.
None of us know each other. We're in different parts of the country, and he gets cross-reference material from all of us.
Jeez.
So, and I also work with a stockbroker in New York. So, yeah, a lot of people, business people, do call upon the services of persons as my
source. Well, God wants us to be prosperous.
There you go.
Yes, so. I agree with you.
Now, I've always said, if a stockbroker was any good at what he does, why does he have to work?
That's true.
Greed.
That is true.
I mean, why doesn't he just take his own advice, make a mint in the market, and just retire?
Because he wants more.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I don't know.
Well, that's funny. For some reason, I align that with everybody's like, well, if you're psychic, then why can't you do the lotto numbers?
It's like people that smoke, there's a carton of cigarettes, that's all you get.
If the lotto if it was that easy, if it was the lotto numbers, I definitely wouldn't be sitting here like this.
Yeah, really?
It's not about the lotto numbers.
No.
So
it makes sense, though.
Yeah, it does.
Governments probably, I'm sure, have psychics on payroll.
Oh, yeah. Well, they used to have the remote viewing programs in the 70s. Yeah. I had...
Even before that, World War II,
I had
Hitler.
people on the show before that had to do with the remote viewing back in the 70s.
Really?
It was a pretty big project.
Yeah.
That's really interesting.
That is interesting.
How many times have you seen an angel? Like an actual angel?
More than I can count.
Really?
I'm more than I can count. I do spirit salons, which are group readings, almost weekly, publicly and privately. A lot of private gatherings, and I'll see a couple per presentation.
That's awesome.
Everybody
has angels.
Now, I was told that by another person that every person has at least two spirit guides with them. What's your take on that? I think
it's different for everybody. Nobody out there is alone. Everybody thinks they're alone. There's no way you can be alone. There's always a loved one and or definitely an angel on your side, if not more than one. And there's, sometimes spirit guides will come. Spirit guides can entail, like, your old neighbor, can old friend. It can be also a, you know, a distant relative you may never have known. You know, could have been your old friend who went to college with you. So I consider guides can be just about anybody. But, you know, your dearly departed are your dearly departed. So
it's kind it's kind of like all these guides show up to this shift, you know, and it's like, okay, well, this one's free. You got that one. Okay, right. You got that one.
Right.
So, I was wondering what...
I think they show up for different reasons, you know. I had this one woman in a spirit salon once, and she was just starting her business, and her uncle came through, and he was a businessman, and he was bringing forth resources for her to navigate, you know, with starting this business. And he told me that she needed to incorporate, and she was just preparing to do that. So... you know, he must have been guiding her in that, and I was just confirming that for her. Because she was laying on the paperwork, but she wasn't following through with it. She knew she had to do it.
I was thinking about that, you know, like the other person there said, your father follows both of us. Yeah. I was wondering, like, I never even met the dude. But I guess if Dylan had a kid and I never met him, I'd be curious.
Yeah, exactly. So. It doesn't have to be a relative
that's
you've
really
ever
interesting.
Met. It's just
so basically anyone that likes you.
Someone that just wants to look in and see how the family tree's going, you know, if the thing has more than one branch or not.
Well, you know, I think it also is a call to your prayers. So if you go, please, I need help, you know. I mean, you're sent help for sure.
That's awesome.
Now, yeah, because the other guy said, you know, you've always got a couple spirit guides around you, and he says mine are named this and this and this, you know. So I was always wondering if you know, if that's true, and if so, how do you find out what their names are so you can thank them and or call them or something like that, you know?
Well, I always recommend everybody to the best way for just everyday ordinary people. I think everybody has the ability to tap in. Obviously, it's just I never let it go since I was a kid for whatever reason. It's always been tuned in. So, but if you, right before you go to bed at night, ask them to reveal themselves to you in your dreams, and they'll come.
Definitely going to have
to. That's the best way, or if you meditate, but not too many people out there meditate, you know, or take the time to, you do?
Yep.
Well, then ask them in meditation. They'll reveal themselves for sure. You just got it. When the student's ready, the teacher will appear. The person's really got to be willing and ready to be open for it.
Yeah, it's like I don't slow down enough to meditate, but I did get some Hemisync CDs, and I did sit down at the desk and try one of them one night, and I lost 30 minutes. It was just like boom, and the 30 minutes had gone by, so I don't quite know
that means you were meditating. That
definitely.
Yeah, it's just something assisting you in doing it. Like,
right.
Like they got CDs, and, you know, I needed the CDs at first to do it. Then you don't.
Yeah, that's what
anymore.
They say. Once you learn how to do it, then you don't need the CDs anymore. Yeah.
Right. It feels, in a real true meditation, you could sit there for an hour, it feels like a couple minutes.
Yeah, exactly.
So you know you're getting something out of it at that moment in time. Well, that's pretty good if you did it for, what, one time?
Yeah. Basically, I just sat there, put the headphones on, and just let the CD play. And then it was like what seemed like only a couple seconds, but I looked up at the clock, and 30 minutes had gone by. And I said, this is weird.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't want to do that when I had an appointment coming up or anything.
Yeah. Well, I feel like I want to share this because a lot of people... I hear this so often, but a lot of people are afraid to call in their spirits because they think, you know, like the movies like Sixth Sense or, you know, gosh, what's another one that kind of had scary undertones to it?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, when the spirits come in, if they've died in a peculiar way, they aren't going to show, they don't walk around with like bullets in their heads or axes sticking out of their heads or stuff like that. Like
carrying their own head.
Right. I mean, a lot of people think they're going to see something scary, and it's not that at all. I would say 99%.
Yeah, you just see their spirit, right? Not their body.
Right. Well, you can see they can reveal their physical form.
Really? Okay.
That you last recognized them in. so that the message gets across, okay? Hmm. But 99% of the time, I would say it's benevolent spirit, and there's no harm in it. It's just what we've been brought up with, some of the religious background that we're all fed about what could happen if we opened ourselves to such realm.
I would imagine a lot of it has to do with the attitude of the person doing the calling, too. You know, if you're half in the bag and taunting and everything else and making fun of them, and all that, then they're going to send the low guy on the totem pole out to meet you, you know?
Yeah. I was going to mention that guy you mentioned earlier, but.
So. Well, I wouldn't do it if you've been drinking alcohol or anything like that, because literally that's why they coined it as spirits at one time.
So while we're on that subject, Ouija boards.
Oh, yeah.
I've been told, the board doesn't do anything because, no one made a deal with Parker Brothers to make this communication device.
Yeah.
That it's basically just the act of what the person is going through.
I think they've actually been around for hundreds of years.
That's actually doing the calling and everything is the person, not the board.
Well, yeah, and it's all about the intent. And I'm a big fan of tons of divination tools, like cards. I have like 20 decks.
Hmm.
And while I'm a medium, I love all those other tools like tarot, astrology, pendulums, and Ouija boards. I grew up with a Ouija board. And the Ouija board, as long as a positive intent is set before two parties sit down to orchestrate and use the tool, it is just another tool of divination, just like mediumship is.
So, it's basically a pen and paper, right? That's basically what it is.
Well, basically, yeah, just another thing like automatic writing or something. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know what show it was, but they said they found something similar to one in Egypt. It was like really old.
Hmm.
Yeah, it was pretty weird.
You guys should get yourself one and you do it in the studio and have callers call in and ask questions and then answer it on the board.
That's a good idea.
I haven't touched one since about 30 years ago, because we had an experience with one, and it wasn't a very nice one.
Well, then you make sure before you sit down that you say a prayer over it, and you bring in white light. I know it sounds woo-woo, but it will guide and set the intent for the experience between yourself and whoever,
Yeah, because we were only like 18 years old, and we'd all been drinking, and we're sitting around.
Oh, see?
And the only one the board would really work for is my wife. She had to sit down there by herself. And then this thing was spelling out letters so fast, we couldn't read them. I had to stand behind her with a notepad and write all the letters down and read them back afterwards. That's how fast it was going.
And was she spelling out words?
Oh, yeah. It spelled out, be nice to your girls and love me too.
Wow. Wow.
It was really weird, but it was just flying. We couldn't keep up with it until we read it back.
Then it said
I want to go upstairs. So they took the board upstairs. They were up there for a while, and then the light bulb blew, and this blue flash flew down the stairs and through the house. And by that time, I was the first one out the door. I said, "I'm not sticking around." I've gotten a lot braver since then, but. But that's really what started my interest in the paranormal was that.
Oh, wow.
Because after that, we borrowed the board and took it home, and we tried to use it, and all it said was it wanted to go home.
That's weird.
And we said, well, can we, take you home tomorrow? Because I'm not going out tonight. And it said yes. So we took it home the next day, and the lady lent it to her sister. And about a week later, her sister's house burned down.
Oh, I don't know. That sounds like I don't think it was attributed to the board.
I don't know, but it's just a weird coincidence. And when we brought it to our house, it specifically told us it wasn't talking. It wanted to go home. So I'm thinking if it did the same thing with the sister and the sister told it where to go.
Wow.
Well, I'll show you.
Wow.
Anyways, we gotta play a couple commercials here. Okay. And did you uh, Did you want to do any readings or anything, or what was on your agenda?
If you're willing to take callers, I can open it up.
Definitely. You can give us a call right after the commercials here or during at 802-442-1010. 802-442-1010, and Laura Lee, you'll see what's coming through there. And in fact, I think I got a question for you myself afterwards. So we shall be back here in just a moment.
And now back to Haunted America Radio on WBTN 1370 AM.
And we are back with Laura Lee here on the phone, medium. 802-442-1010 if you want to get a reading from Laura Lee. The phone started to ring once. It rang one time, then it hung up. I don't know who that was, but...
I think people are scared.
I don't know. But I just want to let everyone know that Laura Lee does have to book out of here in about 25 minutes. So this is going to be the only segment that she's going to be doing this, and then she'll be gone. So don't wait too long here to get your reading. So we got somebody on the phone here right now. So hello, who's this? Tell me your name and where you're calling from.
My name's Michelle, and I'm calling from Bennington, Vermont.
Okay.
Bennington, Vermont. And then Michelle, you got a question for me?
Yes, I was just wondering, I talk to my mom a lot, and do you know if she hears me?
Oh, honey. Well, I can tell you, as a medium, they hear you always, but let me ask you, are you right-handed?
Am I what?
Right-handed.
Yes, I'm right-handed.
Okay, well, good. That's off. We're off to a good start, because right hand tells me where, if you're right-handed, it tells me what side the family's on. And I'm seeing two women on your left side. So that, to me, indicates your mom's side, okay? So I'm seeing possibly her standing right alongside of you, and then there's a woman directly behind her. Does that make sense? Is her mom over there?
Yep.
Okay, and then also, there's also another woman who's walking in. I feel like almost like a sister-aunt connection to you. Do you understand?
Yes, my aunt just passed away.
Your mom's sister, right?
Yep.
And she's right alongside of her, so they're all three together, and they're, like, holding hands, like, really glad to be with one another and want you to know this, okay? So,
yep.
Oh, all right, yes. Now, do you also hold on to a picture of hers frequently?
Yes, I do.
Well, she's indicating that to me as a confirmation that she very much hears you.
Okay, thank you very much.
Yes, you're welcome, Michelle. Thank you.
Thank you for calling.
That's all she needed.
That was all she needed to hear.
Yeah.
Now, I mentioned something to you on the break that someone said that there is a person kind of hanging around me. So I was just curious what you're picking up on for me, if anything.
Okay, are you right-handed?
Yep.
Okay, well, that indicates, again, that's father's side to me. When somebody's right-handed or if they're left-handed, that could be father's side too. But right side, I see a male standing behind you, and this would be a father to you. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Also, was there something to do with his chest? I feel heaviness around the chest. Like, I have a hard time breathing. Like, my chest is feeling very tense. Restricted.
Hmm.
Does that make sense?
That I'm not sure.
Was he hard of breathing through the end there?
I'm not sure because he died when I was really young.
Was there any indication about heart problems?
No, actually, I'm the one with the heart problems.
You are.
Yeah, I've had a couple of helicopter rides already, so.
Oh, no. That isn't... All right, well, at least you can laugh about it, okay? Because laughter is...
Well, I have to. I mean, what am I going to do, you know?
Well, then that's what he's indicating to me. So if it's about you, that's, like, the biggest concern right here. So all I can say is, of course, I'm not a doctor, but you better be out there walking it, buddy.
Yeah, well, we were just discussing that at the doctor's yesterday, actually.
Really? Wow. Well, there's a confirmation for
that,
you.
That I'm spending way too much time sitting at the computer.
Sitting at the desk, yeah. Well, obviously, for obvious reasons, that's your job. That's part of your job.
Yep.
So, but you got to balance it out. So that's what I'm getting there with that. And also, was there a marriage, another marriage in the family, and or is there a marriage coming up or being planned in the family?
I don't think there's one being planned. I'm looking at him right now.
Yeah. Yeah, Alan?
I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know? Are you with a girl right now?
Yeah.
Yeah, yep. So is there talk about engagement?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what he tells me. So, and I got to tell you, I think this might be the one.
Might be the one?
I don't know. Yeah, if you're talking. Mm-hmm. So I just feel like as soon as you got on the phone, that was what I got with you.
Wow.
So I don't know if that's going to put you on the spot, and I hope she's not. Maybe she's not listening.
Maybe she is.
Thank you.
See, now she can tell you, you have to marry me. It's destined to be.
No, yeah. I understand about the marriage talk and everything. So, but that's what I get with that. Okay. So, and you know. Also, real quickly, I'm sorry to be moving away from little. I'm moving to little Alan Jr. right now.
That's okay.
So, Alan, also, are you into film of some sort, doing film work?
Yeah.
Or video?
Yeah.
Okay, he tells me this, and it's really, like, thumbs up, okay? So I just think there's more to be done here. Like, that's a big path for you. Okay. In addition to this, not to give up this, of course, but I just feel like there's a bigger, I don't know how to even put it. I just
more potential in the film part of it.
There's great potential there. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you.
Yes. And did you go to school for any of this kind of communications work?
No. I'm kind of contemplating it now.
You are.
Yeah.
Well, then there's
I'm in school, but I'm not sure if it's what I want to do.
I think that might be the way, darling.
Okay.
Thank you. So, and you'd find great peace, great fun there. And when you're in that space, then everything's, you know, what is it? Fireworks.
Mm-hmm.
So things happen when you're in that space.
Okay.
Things start to happen for you. So, and you're already here on air, so that's a good stop. You know, start.
Okay, thank
right
you.
Here. So, but there's more to come for you in that field. Obviously, you got a dad who's leading in that field. And then also back to Alan Senior here. Alan, are you doing some? Are you trying to compile some work also for writing or You know, for I don't know for a publication or something of that sort. I don't know if it's a book, but pieces of certain things coming together.
Well, I'm into all kinds of things, but that's not one of the pressing ones. But that's something that's been in the back of my mind. I've always been told I should write a book about my life because when people read it, it'll make them feel so much better about their own life.
When something comes to you like quietly. Like that, and it keeps coming and keeps coming. That's like how my journey escalated to this point. So you know that something's going to be expressed through you in that way.
I did get to the point where I actually wrote out the names of the chapters and everything. But
you did.
As far as writing right now, I've been actually doing country songwriting, lyricist. So that's where my writing has been pointing at the moment.
Well, wonderful. Well, any of that all together, I think it is. So. It is.
Hmm.
So,
one more thing to add to my plate.
That's probably not what you were looking for, but that's what I get.
One more thing to add to my plate. I got to get that book written.
Yes.
802-442-1010 if you'd like a reading from Laura Lee. Let's see. What else?
So you're a string instrument. You do play guitar?
Little Al does.
Little Al does. And
I can't play a tune on the radio.
Yeah, I play guitar.
You play guitar.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Because I see that.
Wow.
I see that, so I didn't know.
So you said it was my father's father that
is
encouraging the film work?
Yeah.
Hmm. Okay.
Yeah. Yep. And let me see here. There's a female that's coming up alongside of them and right along Al Sr. I can just see the shadow of a female. So I don't know if this is a sister or a wife. Wait a minute. Let me see here. Smaller than your father.
Hmm.
The grayish hair. Who's this, Alan?
Grayish hair.
Yeah. Is your mom still physically here? Or is she on the other side?
She's on the other side.
Oh, well, then it must be her because she's right alongside of him.
But she was taller than him.
She was taller than him?
Yeah, she was.
That's where I get my height from.
She was 5'11".
Wait a second. Does he have a sister?
Yeah, he had a bunch of them. There's actually like six in his family.
Okay,
I got to remember because he died when I was seven. So
usually they're right alongside of it. Oh, it's almost like a sibling.
Yeah,
okay. Or a child, or another child.
Hmm.
But I felt like this was more of a sister. I didn't feel like it was mom.
Yeah, he had like three sisters or something. So it could be, but. Yeah,
because I get strong indications of cancer too.
Yeah, I don't know how any of them died because we lost track of them.
I think my father died.
So.
Do you ever get the right message but about the wrong person? Because I think she said hard of breathing and cancer, and that's mom's mother.
Okay.
Hmm.
No, I think the hard of breathing was probably indicated.
Your
Yeah, okay. I didn't see the women at that time, so I think the heart of breathing was for your father.
Okay. Yeah, because I believe my father was something to do with his brain.
I think he was probably impressing the message about your heart to him.
Yeah, I've had a couple heart attacks already because I don't slow down. So
Yeah. Did you smoke at one time?
Yeah.
Okay, about then that's 15
minutes. About 15 minutes ago.
Oh, God. I'm a former smoker. Don't talk
oh, boy.
So anyway... Listen,
I was a former, too. I quit 100 times already.
Yeah, well, that's...
Good for you.
That's the confirmation that he's giving me it was about you. Okay, so... you better get out there.
We had this...
Hypnotize yourself. Go get hypnotized. It works.
We had this conversation in the doctor's office yesterday, and he was like, you know, you need to get out and exercise because you've put on 25 pounds. And you really need to quit smoking and all this stuff. And he's like, you know, don't you want to live longer? And I said, you know, I'm not sure. I said, it's always been with me the quality of life. I said, if I got to eat rice cakes to live an extra year, I don't want to. I've always believed, like we said at the beginning of the show, when it's your time, it's your time. If I'm going to eat rice cakes for 5 years and it's still going to be my time at that particular time, you know, so. Right.
God also helps those that helps themselves, though.
Yeah, I think you should definitely live life to the fullest.
Me too.
And I are reformed smokers. My sister says if she makes it to her 90s, she's picking up the pack of cigarettes.
Yeah, you deserve it then.
Well, I had a
or
friend.
Or they tell you you got 2 months to live.
Yeah,
or whatever.
I had a friend who was 65 years old. He hadn't smoked for 15 years, and he says that pack of cigarettes over there looks just as good now as it did then.
Oh wow. Yeah, I'm surprised he can sit in the same room with it.
Of course, of course he couldn't. He could just about fit in the room because that's what happened after he quit. He went boof. You know,
what are you talking about?
A friend of mine in the ham radio club.
Oh, okay.
He gained like
10?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he got like really wide after he quit smoking. So
wow.
So do we have any other callers?
The phone hasn't rang at the moment.
Don't. That's not your fault. That's because we have more cows than people around here.
So
they kind of have a hard time dialing the phone.
Well,
you know? Like that normal too.
Yeah,
and I'm back here.
Well, I know there's some people listening on the internet.
Normal's kind of close to Pownal.
Why they're not calling? I
Normal's
don't know.
Normal's close to what?
Pownal. It's just a town that has a lot of cows. It's close.
Yeah.
Well, you know what they say: the difference between women and the cows in Vermont are 60 pounds in a flannel
God.
Shirt.
I can't believe you said that.
I'm going to stir up something from somebody here, one way or the other.
Oh, boy.
Anyways, 802-442-1010. If you'd like us to shut up, call in. And we got about 15 minutes here till Laura has to go.
Yeah.
Been kind of a screwy night here. We got started late with the ball game, and Laura has to leave early, so it's going to be an early show tonight.
That's God telling the Red Sox to just quit, just stop.
You're going to get some hate mail. You keep saying that.
To what? What was that?
Oh, he's always picking on the Red Sox. I mean, this is big Red Sox country here, and he's always picking on them every time he sits down here. So.
Yeah, I have a manager who just relocated from L.A. to Chicago, and he hates the Cubs. I'm like, do not ever say that in Chicago. They'll club you. They'll club you, and you'll never be seen again. At least, you'll be thrown in.
Yeah, really. I mean, we know the Cubs are never going to amount to anything, but you can at least wish. You know, it's wishful thing.
At least they wear normal socks there.
Yeah.
White socks.
White socks, yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Have you ever seen anybody with red socks?
No.
I never have.
That's
either.
That's all, you know, weird. Yeah.
All right, we're getting off the beaten path here.
Okay, so what other subjects do you guys like to talk about regarding spirits?
Well, good question here.
Do you see anything negative around me and sleep?
Negative sleep?
Yeah.
Well, obviously you aren't sleeping, huh?
Yeah, there's different reasons for that. So.
I kind of, I don't know, it's something that, I don't know, it's either in my mind or it's something that visits me at night. That's not nice, or it doesn't feel nice.
Well, then you know what you need to do. I have to do it every night, because otherwise I get visitations all the time, and I've learned how to manage it the older I get.
I need to pray?
Pray. Okay. I pray my ass off. Excuse my language, no. But I'm constantly closing off my space so that I can get good rest at night.
Okay.
And I ask my angels to come in and surround my space and so that I can sleep in peace.
What about I got another question. Another someone else they gave me a direction to go and to kind of look for an object that I've had since I was a kid that's small enough to fit in my hand, and I have no idea what it is, and they think that this might be connected to that object. Do you have any help there?
That's interesting. Let me see here. They said that it has to be an object that is fit in the small of your hand, and it has something to do with your sleep, huh?
Or, I don't know, my sleep, but whatever this thing is.
Basically, he's cursed.
Yeah, I feel like I'm cursed. And
nobody can, now let me say this, okay? And let me remind you, as I'm sure we all know this at the depths of our soul, that nobody can have or nothing can have power over us unless we give it.
Okay.
So you might be giving it to that idea or that concept. Okay. So
I think we got another call coming in for you.
Oh,
here.
That's good. So you can be released of it by calling in higher, you know, guidance, if you want to call it God, Mary, angels, your grandfather, to release you so that you can sleep peacefully, but I don't get anything associated with an object.
Okay.
Okay, we got somebody on the phone here. You're going to have to turn your radio down a little bit there. You're kind of echoing. Hey, that's a cool sound. Hello.
I like that, too.
Okay, give us your name and where you're calling from, please.
Well, it's just Michelle again.
Okay.
Oh, hi, Michelle.
Hi.
You thought about it for a few seconds and then...
Yes, I forgot to ask you, is my dad with my mom?
They were together up to the very last time, all the way through life, is true?
Yes.
Yeah, and were they buried alongside of one another?
Yes.
Yeah, I see that with the grave. So I didn't see him specifically, but I get that as a confirmation that they're, you know, he's there.
Okay.
Okay? So that's all I've got with that.
Well, he's probably busy over somewhere else right at the moment or something.
Probably.
Maybe he's standing here watching us, probably.
Sometimes if I have more time off air, I can tap into it if given more time.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't see him specifically. I see when you come into my space and you're talking on the airwaves, Michelle, I see those three women.
Hmm.
Okay.
Okay. I was close to them three women.
Well, that makes sense. Okay. Not to say that he won't be there for you. I just don't see him readily available right now.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, I'll let you get back to the guys. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay.
All right. Well, we got some people listening on the internet here because I'm watching them.
They're scared.
You know what it is? It's probably competing psychics.
I have a radio show that is on live, and we have instant feedback, so people can ask questions without getting on air.
That's cool.
And they can ask a question, send it via instant messaging.
It's
so
kind of unnerving.
I should set that up. Set up something. Well, let's put it this way. If you have a question and you don't want to be on the air,
it's a nerving approach.
You can call 442-6321 and Al will take your call or take your question and write it down for you.
Although I got to tell you, it's a little bit harder for me to tune into a spirit when somebody asks a question that they want me to tune into their dad or something like that. It's a little bit more difficult for me to do that.
Yeah, to specifically seek someone out.
Because you're
I have to almost kind of have their presence, even though it's across the airwaves, it doesn't much matter because as a medium, I'm using my intuitive ability, so it's all internal. And everybody's how does that work? Because I thought, you know, they think that I have to be in front of somebody to take their physical cues, but it doesn't work that way at all.
Would you say that you are similar to a Ouija board? That spirits come to you?
My mediumship is a tool of divination. Okay. Yeah. So my voice, my body serves as that tool. Like a medium board, like a Ouija board, you know, when two parties are sitting there trying to receive.
Have you seen her picture on the website? She looks nothing like a Ouija board.
No. I didn't mean that.
Well, thank you. What a compliment.
Nothing like a Ouija board.
Oh, boy.
Oh, I think we got 5 minutes left till you have to book out. So, any last minute parting thoughts? And then give us your...
Is 2012 the end of the world?
You know, that is such a weight on so many people.
It's like Y2K.
Yeah, well, I'll just put it this way. Yeah, no doubt. I'll just put it this way. Obviously, we are seeing a clear demonstration. We're all going through a major, major shift.
Can I ask you one more question about me?
You got all kinds of questions about you, don't you?
Yeah.
Okay, now, so hit up December 2012 may not be the end of the world, but do you see anything significant for me in that time?
In that time period?
Yeah.
I think you're moving. I think you're moving across country.
That's because you'll be married by then.
Probably. Thank you.
Yeah.
Either that
or Dad's country show will be successful. He'll be in his RV, and Al's like, "You're not leaving me behind."
Maybe.
I'm going on tour. Yeah.
Yep.
I'm coming with you.
Yeah. So. I think you're moving inward, though. You're moving away from the East Coast. That's
okay. All right.
So, do you anticipate that anytime soon?
No. Just someone told me to look out for that time in my life. I would have a much better idea of my direction.
Oh, I think you're on the cusp of it. You're dancing around it, but you're afraid to dive into it.
It sounds like your direction is west.
Yeah. Thank you.
You know?
Probably, hey, put that together with film, and looks like you're going to Hollywood, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just relocated from out there. That's the Wild West, for sure.
Yeah, it is. There's just nothing normal out there.
Everybody out there is psychic.
Uh-oh.
All right, we got one more call here before we hang up here. Hello, who's this and where are you calling from?
My name's Josh. I'm calling from Missouri.
Yes.
I can barely hear.
Josh from Missouri is on the line.
Oh, Josh from Missouri. Wow, way over there.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you a little bit better, Josh. What's your question?
I just found out today that my grandpa has pancreatic cancer.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And they gave him about 4 months to live. I just want to know if he'll pass on before then or if he'll live longer.
I'm seeing a woman standing there waiting for him.
Wow.
Yeah, that's his wife, my grandma.
Yeah, and she's very close to him. And I got to tell you, she hasn't been over there very long, has she?
Yeah, she has. She died when my dad was a teenager.
Oh, she did? Because she's so brilliant and light to me, so that's why I asked that. But so she's very close to him. So I think his days are numbered because he's just tired. You know, so not to say that that's bad or good, but does he hate doctors?
Has he been resistant,
Josh, to see the doctors?
Yeah, he just came back from the doctor a couple of days ago.
But does he hate doctors is what she was asking.
Yeah, he hates everything government related.
Yeah, that's what your mom, your grandmother's telling me here. So she says if he would follow through with what they said, it would extend his life, but he's not very receptive.
Yeah, he's very stubborn.
Yeah. So that's part of the problem, you know, but I think he's just point blank a little tired, so but he could extend his life, and again it comes back to choice, you know. We could exit or we could stay.
Right.
Okay. And is there somebody who's pregnant around the family, Josh?
No, not that I know of at least.
He's showing that to me. You might want to write that down after the call.
It could be my dad's fiance, but
what's that?
I'm not positive. It could be my dad's fiance. I'm not positive, though.
What's, and I get the month June. What's up with June? Or is there a name?
Sorry, what?
Is there somebody named June?
June.
Is there a name June, or is there the month of June significant there? Wait a minute, let me see. No, that's not 9 months. I'm sorry, I'm thinking out loud while they're trying to talk to me. So, I don't know, something about June and then the pregnancy. I don't know what she means by that.
Maybe.
I'm not sure.
Maybe she's 2 months along, got conceived in
June.
Maybe.
I think taking notes is a good idea, though, because on my readings,
take the notes down, Josh, okay?
You read through it later, and you're like, oh, that makes sense.
Some things you'll make sense later on.
Yeah, it totally will make sense later on, okay? So.
Okay. Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks.
And one thing to remember, Josh, that I've learned doing this show is even though someone passes on, it's not over for them. It's over for us knowing them. And a lot of the grief we go through is selfish on our own part.
Yeah, that's true.
But don't worry about him, because he's going to be,
he's going to be in good hands.
Yeah.
He's going to be in good hands. He's going to be free of pain. He's going to be having a ball doing things that he probably hasn't been able to do in years, you know? So
That's just for sure.
That's how I see it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Well, I mean, look at Grant. Look at Grandpa. He just basically sat there and let himself have a heart attack the third time and
right,
just went.
Because he just had enough.
Yeah.
And that's it. Yep. Well, okay. Thanks for calling, Josh.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Yep.
Wish you best, Josh, and your family.
Okay. It looks like Mickey Mouse says it's almost time for you to get out of here.
Yeah.
If you're going to make it across town in 15 minutes.
Yeah, across normal.
yeah. What is it? Population 2 or something? Or
yeah, there's actually a couple universities here, but we're in the midst of cornfields.
That
for sure.
Sounds like us.
Yeah.
So why don't you give us your contact info, website address, all this stuff, if people want to get a hold of you and get a reading?
Messagesoflove.com, and that's one word, messagesoflove.com, and or my office number is 309-888-4589, and you can also find me on the internet on Facebook, Medium Laura Lee, and I have my own radio show, Laura Lee Spirit Salon, on CBS Radio. If you don't mind me saying that,
not at all.
Nope.
Okay.
Everybody has Facebook now. Even my cat has Facebook.
Really?
Jeez.
I have trouble keeping up with it. I have somebody else who manages.
I'm like the only one that doesn't.
Yeah.
It's like Facebook has exploded recently. It's like where everybody used to be on MySpace, now they're all on Facebook. So.
Yeah. Well, it's been such a pleasure working with both of you and talking
us
to you.
Us too. Thank you very much.
Yeah, I mean, you're so used to your professional type show on CBS Radio that.
Yes, this is a great deviation from that.
Yeah, because we're anything but professional.
Yeah.
So.
I'm not necessarily professional either, but it's kind of fun just to relax and talk.
Exactly. It was. Yeah. It's been a lot of fun. I appreciate you taking time to come on the show.
Well, thank you for having me, and you guys have a brilliant evening.
You too.
Okay, you all too. Right. Thanks. Bye-bye.
It was kind of, I think Josh is a little bit of a psychic. He, you mentioned doctor, and he's like, oh, the government. When does doctor have anything to do with the government? It does now.
Exactly.
That's crazy.
And it's only going to get worse.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Pretty soon.
He says, Grandpa don't want to go to the doctor, and he's like, he hates everything government.
You've always feared the men in black? Well, yeah. The doctors are going to be wearing black
pretty soon.
I know, that's
crazy.
All right, we got some commercials we got to play, and then we'll come back here, and we'll wrap up early, I think, tonight, seeing as our guest disappeared on us. So we'll
yeah, I'm sure my future wife would appreciate that.
Isn't that same one it played before?
Yeah, and now, back to Haunted America.
Well, let's change it to this, then. I don't want to hear the same song twice.
No.
Me neither. And we are back with Haunted America Radio. Al and Al here, proving two monkeys can do a radio show weekly.
Weekly.
Been an interesting night here.
Yeah,
it is. You were on the phone with a psychic/medium for almost an hour before the show even started.
Yeah, like I said, it's kind of unnerving approaching a reading. It's weird all week long. And then
we had Laura Lee here filling us in on a lot of stuff. So, pretty much a lot to comprehend here over the next week.
A lot of process.
So maybe next week you can kind of tell us if you've figured out any of these clues you've been given and what it's told you and how to proceed with life. And
it was pretty cool.
I've gotten two confirmations that basically the path I'm going down is correct. So that's pretty good.
Yeah.
I like to do that. My other show, my country show, is basically right on the edge of
I like it.
Syndication, so we're moving ahead there. So anything else you want to yak about tonight?
I don't know. It's just weird when you think you know where you're going, and then some, and then, yeah, it's weird. It's good, though.
It is. That's why I like doing this show. You learn a lot of things, and it opens you up, and it makes you think.
Yeah.
And like I told Josh earlier, you know, I've had so many people here tell me the same thing, that when you die, it's not over.
Yeah.
So.
Well, that's what I was saying. It's weird. Some of them, now having spoke with more than just one psychic, like, some of them say the same thing, but, you know, like you said, you got to process it later.
Yeah, you gotta take the little clue, because nothing, you know.
That's what I think.
It's not.
We can't expect them to work miracles, but
exactly. Cause like we've always said, one thing to remember when you're getting a reading from someone is basically they're giving you a snapshot of what your life looked like at this moment, but you can go 5 minutes from now and do something to change the course of your life.
Yeah.
I mean, not the major events, but to change the minor things. And then, you know, a few months down the road, you go, well, that psychic wasn't right, because this changed.
That's what I think, is that we're given, it is all predestined, but the in-between parts, we have free will.
It's like your destination is predestined, but the road you take to get there is not.
Yeah.
And you can change that road by taking a turn at any time. And that's something to keep in mind, is, you know, psychic readings are a good snapshot right at this moment. But a month from now, it might be different because you've done something to change the path you're on.
Yeah.
And a lot of times psychics get a bad rap for that, because they say, oh, well, they weren't right at all. Well, that's because you went out and changed something, you know?
Yeah.
You know, they might say, you know, you're going to be here a month from now, but if you go out and rob a bank tomorrow, like then, of course, you're not going to be where you think that you're supposed to be.
You're going
to
be somewhere not very nice. It's like those two twin psychics that predicted 9/11, but they were one day off. It was the 12th, they said.
Yep.
And no one paid attention until, like, 2005 when they're like, wow, look at these two on the radio or whatever, and they straight up predicted it, but it's weird.
Yep.
So, there's they're all getting a bad rap now.
There's a lot of, and like just about every psychic I've talked to, said, we all have that ability, just we tune it out as we grow older.
Yeah.
We tend to ignore it so much. Kids don't, but we tend to. And if you just slow down, meditate or something, just take a few minutes to take a deep breath and just listen to what's going on around you, you might get the signs yourself.
Yeah.
And that can help yourself every day.
Oh, according to Laura Lee, everybody can. It's like
I've had multiple people tell me that.
Those old movie switchboards on the phones, and you just, stick it in.
I actually had one psychic that says that it's exactly what she visualizes doing.
Really?
Is this cord coming out of her head, and she goes up into the atmosphere and plugs it in.
That's awesome.
And that seems to work for her. So, anyways, all right, I guess we'll wrap it up here a little early tonight.
Okay.
We had the...
who do we got next week?
Ball game and all that stuff. You know, I got to look and see. I've got people booked so far in advance here that I've got to actually look and see who's coming up. I believe it's...
See, God did not give us a shortage of psychics.
Oh, actually, next week, I believe, is an author.
An author?
Yes.
What book?
I believe. Let me just make sure I check the calendar before I open up my mouth.
Put you on the spot.
But I know she's coming, and I'm pretty sure it's next week here. Let me see. Blah, 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 blah. Yes. Author Marie D. Jones.
Now, Marie.
She's written a few different books, and one of them actually had to do with 2012.
Really?
And her newest one is The Deja Vu Enigma.
Hmm.
Which all about studying deja vu and what exactly is it. And it's going to be kind of an interesting...
Because I've had that same feeling before. I've been... You don't know where or when or how or why, but you're like, I've been here before.
You've had the deja vu feeling. I have the feeling I've had deja vu before.
So what's that called? Deja vu of deja vu.
You know, there's a lot more things as you get reading her book. There's a lot more things than just deja vu.
It's like the Matrix.
There is all kinds of dejas.
Is there really?
Got out there, wow. Yes. And it's kind of interesting. Let's see. She's also written Science. That's spelled P-S-I-N-C-E. And of course, the screen won't come up now, so I can actually read the rest of it.
So it's Marie D. Jones.
MarieDJones.com if you want to check her out.
And the name of the book is what?
I would like to tell you if this computer would actually bring it up on the screen. She's written a whole bunch of them here. Science, P-S-I-N-C-E.
Okay.
Let's see. 2013, The End of Days or A New Beginning. 11/11, The Time Prompt Phenomenon.
The time prompt, 11/11?
Yeah, you know how when you look at a clock? With me, I look at a clock and I always see 9/11.
Me too.
9/11. Well, I guess 11/11 was something people were talking about way back, quite a while ago.
Really?
And she actually wrote a book on that phenomenon.
11/11 as in November?
As 11? In, no. The time on 11 minutes PM after 11.
Or a.m. Or whatever. Either one.
Either one. She's also written The Trinity Secret. She's written The Resonance Key. She's written The Deja Vu Enigma. And she's written Super Volcano. And she's written Looking for God in All the Wrong Places.
Hmm.
So she got a whole bunch of books here we are going to ask her about. And she'll be here for the whole 2 hours. So I suggest if the listeners want to do their homework, go to MarieDJones.com and start... picking up some of her books here, and she sent me Deja Vu Enigma. I've gotten partway through it. Got to get the rest of the way through it, and we'll be discussing all those. So get all your questions.
What's
lined
email
up
to you? Or?
No, she sent me the book.
Really?
Yes.
I want to read it when you're good.
Because I'm special.
Cool. I want to read it then.
All right. I guess we'll get out of here. We'll see everyone next week then, when we'll be back here next Sunday night, I believe, right at 7 o'clock. I don't think we got any ball games. Hopefully we won't have any rain delays or anything else, and we'll be right on time.
Hopefully there'll just be a big earthquake in Boston. Just under the stadium, though, while they're practicing.
Oh, man.
With no fans.
All right. So this has been Haunted America Radio. Thank you for joining us, both here locally on WBTN and over the internet and out there on Knight Rider Radio. I forgot to give you a shout out tonight, all the people listening to us on Knight Rider Radio. So, Al, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
And we will catch you all next week.